Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm joined this evening by Mary Hernandez. Hi, Mary.
Hi, DC. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year, by the way, because we haven't had a session.
Oh, my goodness.
Before the New Year.
Yeah. Well, it's been a little crazy, but we're here, thank goodness, and we're so happy to connect with everyone. But before we connect, Mary, can you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Yes. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath. I can communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of oracle decks and tarot cards. I'm actually a Reiki master. I just finished my mastership this past weekend. So now I can teach Reiki. So that's upcoming. And I'm doing private readings and offering numerology readings and numerous other readings online. And callers can find me at www.theangelwithin.com. That's my business page, and it's spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com, or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I just want to say a little bit about Liz. Liz is not here today. She'll be back next week. Liz is a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. She knows a little bit about a lot of things, metaphysical and spiritual. She is a Reiki healer, an intuitive meditation coach, card reader, spiritual counselor, card deck creator, ordained minister, radio host, and holistic center owner. You can find Liz at Facebook or Instagram at LizP11Love and on the Sacred Embers Network. You can also check out her weekly live stream, Crystal Singing Bowl Meditations, every Tuesday at 7 p.m., which are so amazing.
They are.
DC, how about?
Well, you know what?
I'm
going to say, you know, the most recent thing I was told to say about myself is I'm a telephone to the divine. And I just want to say that I do everything, you know, with love. And I'm here to help whomever I can. And I just feel so blessed to be able to do these shows and connect with everyone. So with that being said, I do have a little message from our angels for this evening. And to start off, hello, beloveds. We, your guardian angels, are here this evening to provide loving guidance as well as to help you shine light upon any situation or concern you are having. We will bring greater clarity and awareness that is needed. We will also help you to prepare for the choices that are before you. We are always connected, and we will send you confirmation through your thoughts, your intuition, sometimes dreams, even synchronicities that occur during your waking state. Align now, beloveds, and raise your vibration to match your intentions, and have faith and trust as you remain positive that everything will go according to your divine plan. Opportunities will begin to present themselves. Everything is shifting and returning to perfect balance. Keep pushing forward, and remember, you can change any situation that no longer resonates with your highest good. And when you pray, you send your intentions out to the universe. They are heard immediately and answered. Trust that your prayers will come to fruition, sometimes in the most unexpected ways. And please give yourself permission to be all that you can be. Take time to discover new aspects of yourself and be willing to step up to new levels of awareness. Do activities that bring you joy. As you do, you open yourself up to receiving more positive energy, which in turn will help you to pursue your life's purpose with passion. The loved ones, each of you have guardian angels that are at your side. They're always there, and they're ready, and they're happy to support you in any way possible. Be open to receiving their guidance. And please, don't be afraid. Live up to your fullest potential. As light workers, you are asked to step onto your path and be of service to humanity. And remember, we are all connected. Be an earth angel and share your love. We love you. your guardian angels. So, Mary, that was my little message from the angels for this evening.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I just closed my eyes and took it all in.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I love the angels. And, you know, when we do just, you know, put an intention there to connect with them and sit there and, you know, close your eyes like you're doing, you do get to feel them, and sometimes you receive messages. It's just truly amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is truly amazing. They've been present lately for me as well. I mean, just guided me a lot because of all the changes and, you know, manifesting.
Yeah.
I actually pulled a card for the collective from the postcards from Spirit. And
okay.
This is the message. Dearest you, the common thing, be in the world, but not of it, and where the world loosely referred to the need to be engaged with life while not being attached to specific outcomes. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of many co-creators here to play, and we have many ideas about how all this should play out. Just know the outcomes don't matter as much as the presence you bring to each experience and how you let yourself flow through life. There's a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So will you wear the world loosely or will it straitjacket you? It is your choice. Whatever happens, have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why. We have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should. Spirit has a plan. Loving you always and forever. Oh my gosh. I'm so like chilled. My crown is just like open because, you know,
that's exactly what I'm doing.
It's like trusting and letting go, you know, what we keep saying to everyone. It's just, you know, put the intention and then just trust and let go. And don't like try to,
you know, I'm laughing because Ginger's showing me, saying, you know what, Mary, a good example would be like putting things in a crock pot. You put them in, and when you come home after a hard day's work, you trust that all those ingredients are going to be a delicious meal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's exactly like a crock pot.
Oh, I love you, Ginger. Oh, she loves you. Oh.
So let's see how the board is doing. Seems
Yes.
Okay, let's take our first caller.
Definitely.
Area code 212, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello. Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you lovely ladies.
Thank you.
So I'm kind of in the process of witnessing my dear cat pass on. He's in the process of kind of moving on into spirit. I just got him back from the vet today, you know, for blood work. He hadn't been eating, has been eating for 5 days, but just drinking water. And so I don't know if I... Or to just ask any question that my guides want me. It doesn't have to pertain to that, you know, necessarily, but just anything that you pick up on, whether it's related to Simba, my cat, or not, doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, Ginger is there sitting with Simba and letting Simba know about her journey and telling Simba that, you know, our earthly vessels, whether it be, you know, a human vessel or a vessel of an animal, they wear out just like, you know, cars wear out and different, you know, things that we use. And Ginger was explaining to Simba, Bryn, about being able to come back again, okay?
Okay.
Now with Ginger, she's been with me 3 times during this lifetime. In different vessels, but she's been back, you know, 3 times. So Simba knows, like, how, you know, how sad it is, and, you know, she's sorry for all that you're going through. But the two of you do have the opportunity, if, you know, if you agree, she can, in fact, come back again.
Yeah, that's a he. That's a he.
Okay.
Okay,
he can come back again. Because when my ginger was ready to pass, it was 2016,
right.
Everything was set into place, Bryn, where a new vessel was just waiting for me to apply. I applied for this little puppy at a rescue, and the puppy was almost 3 months, and no one's application was accepted until I applied, and she was home with me in 2 days.
Wow. You never know, right?
Yeah, so it's up to you. And now with Ginger, she was part shepherd, and shepherds
right.
tend to have allergies. So
yeah.
I said, you know, I love the way you look, but you know what, I think we're going to get rid of the shepherd part of you because, you know, maybe that'll help with the allergies. So Ginger always had a black nose, and when she came back, she actually had a white nose and white, like a white face, you know, so it was just... You know, I'm thinking, okay, the nose won't have, like, the black all over for the shepherd, but her whole little face was white. It looked like she had a little mask on. It was hysterical,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
And
wow.
She told me, she said, Mom, you like the familiar. And I do. I like the familiar. But, you know, it, sometimes, like, different breeds of pets, they have, like, certain issues, as you know. So
right.
you can, you know, you could actually, you know, if there's a certain breed that you feel maybe that would be maybe a little bit better of a match for you, you can do that too, you know?
How would I know that, how do I make that agreement with Simba? Do I just talk to him about it? Or
well, you can talk to Simba. And like I said, you know, part of their journey is to help us through life. And I feel like he wants to come back and continue to help guide you through life.
Okay. Yeah.
But the soul can go into whatever vessel you like, you know? I mean,
right.
if you want Simba to be a cat again, sure.
I mean,
it's up to you, you know?
Something so immediate, you know, you need time to grieve, right? It's not...
Yeah, you can give yourself time to grieve. For me personally, it was 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Yeah.
2 weeks, yeah. And because
right.
I said to Ginger, honey, when are you coming back? She said, Mom, I'll be back in 2 weeks, you know?
Okay.
I had found a picture online, and you know what souls recognize each other?
Right.
So you just put the intention
yeah.
out there, and, I mean, it was even like the vessel, you know, this little puppy was in a different state, and, they actually
right.
sent someone from, you know, another state to my state with this beautiful little puppy,
uh-huh.
you know?
Wow.
So, I mean, I didn't even have to worry about, like, you know, going to another state to pick her up. They actually had, like, a courier service for her, you know?
Right, exactly.
So, Ginger's just saying she wanted to let you know that, you know, and, you know, spend the time that you have now. And, you know, you can talk about things. But... I feel like you know, that you and Simba still, you have some more time together that you can really, really enjoy, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So please, please think about everything, okay? Because I was wondering, like, what I was...
Go ahead.
Well, you
sorry.
Know what, Bryn, I have to tell you, I was getting a really complex decision is what... Ginger was talking about, and I'm thinking, well, what does that mean? And I think it is, you know, like, I want you to, like, to read up, you know, like, on walk-ins and different, because like I said, with Ginger, she came back, like, 3 times, you know? And the funny thing is, when she had come back, like, even the last time, when my family walked in the door, she ran over, like Ginger would always run over, because she knew them.
Right.
You know? So, and I feel like Jesus is around you, too, to help you at this time and to help, you know, gently helping you out with everything, okay?
It's been challenging because my sister and I just got through a successful bed bug travesty, and we don't have any bed bugs anymore, so that was that, then... We both got kind of sick. I think we had a bit of a COVID in a mild way, you know?
Yeah.
And then this, and it's like one thing after another.
I know.
It's been we spent the whole Christmas trying to break, breaking open the house for the bed bugs. So it was like, it was crazy. It was a crazy way to start the year. And then we
both
got
you're
little,
done with that. Now I'm getting it's time to just, you know, like reclaim your life again. And, look all the good stuff that is coming. And just, be kind, with yourself, Bryn. The angels are saying, this is time to really take care of you. Be very kind to yourself. Okay? So I do feel like you said, it is a very, it's not an easy time for you by any means. But I do feel like, if you allow the angels to come in and help you and just, have faith that, this is not the end of, your story with Simba, and it's not the end of, of the good times that you're going to have, because I really do feel like there's so much more for you.
Yeah, I did too.
And you've got to say, I'm done with this, I'm done with this old story, and I'm ready to move forward.
Yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
And part of it, Ginger Singh, is you have the ability to create your own reality, and you can decide what you want in that reality, okay?
Well, this year I want to, one of my big goals, and I feel it's more near the end of the year, is to relocate from New York City to find a new place to live.
Beautiful.
Do you see that as a possibility? Do you see that in some way?
I just have to ask you, I'm getting a D name coming in when you asked. Is there anybody in spirit with a D name? Because I feel like somebody in spirit is watching over you.
D. Let's see. Well, my dad is in spirit, but that's my dad.
Okay. Well, could mean dad.
His name was Richard Durham, but sometimes he was called Dick Durham. Dick Durham.
Okay. Well, yeah, and that's okay. So I do feel it's him. And Ginger is saying, whatever you want, like moving. Or, career-wise, she's saying that you have the ability to do that, Bryn, okay?
Yeah.
You've got amazing leadership qualities, and I'm getting that, you've just got to believe in yourself.
Yeah, right.
And Ginger's saying, you're also a money magnet. You're going to see, how good it's going to get, okay? So you've got to decide, hey, I'm going to create this amazing 2021.
2022.
Okay. And Ginger's saying 2022. She's saying, well, I'm looking at seeing what she's saying. Sorry about that. But she's saying, Bryn, I know that you're having difficulties, with these life lessons that are coming your way. They've been hard,
Yeah,
they have been
easy.
Saying, part of it is you have to realize that you signed up for this before you got here, okay? And you've seen that, through all of this, you weren't left powerless, right?
No.
You took all of your situations and you made good choices.
Yeah.
And she's saying you're going to continue to do so, Bryn, okay? You've connected with your intuition and, the choices that you're making on a soul's level. Okay, so she's saying be very proud of yourself.
Okay.
Okay, she wants you to be very, very proud of yourself. And and she's saying she's going to, if you allow her, she wants to come in and connect, with your beautiful fur baby, if that's okay.
Yeah, Ginger, sure. Yeah, and then I'll talk
to her. Yeah, she just wants to come in and help her, and she can help her as well. Yeah, it's a transition, But she said she's going to, come in and help her. That's one of the things that she loves to do is help other fur babies.
That's such a sweet film, man. Thank you so much.
Well, she's here, like myself, we're here just to help others in whatever way we can, help in a loving way, of course.
You do that exceptionally well. Thank you.
Thank you. But I just feel like this is going to be, this is going to be a good year for you. I mean, it started off a little rocky, but I do feel like as the year, goes on, 2022, I do feel, it's going to get better for you, Bryn. Okay? And like I said, you know, like the souls, our souls are eternal. Because
right.
even when someone passes, I believe they say like when the soul of a human being, like, you know, goes out of the vessel, it's like 3 ounces lighter, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. The energy has a weight to it, like the energy of the soul.
Yeah, the energy has a weight to it. And and like I said, the soul is going to, you know, come back again. And I feel like with your fur baby, just like with Ginger, you know, part of their mission is to help us on our journey, okay?
Okay. All right.
So Ginger's saying, just, you know, please take care of yourself at this time. Do whatever you can to take care of you, Bryn, and your fur baby. And
sure.
she's saying, don't forget there are people that are, you know, around you and they want to help, okay? And
okay.
and you calling into the show, you know, we as healers are here to help as well, okay?
Yeah, this was an important call for me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And like I said, I see your finances in 22 getting better, okay? You may get some unexpected, you know, money that you didn't, you know, count on even,
okay? Yeah.
And what I'm getting from, like, your previous experience is that, you know, you're a very highly valued employee, Bryn.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to do my best job. Best job.
Well, you do your best, and you do an amazing job. So I feel like, you know, people will, you know, immediately recognize that, okay?
Alrighty.
And Ginger's saying, and Mom, he's a creative guy. That's one of his greatest gifts is his creativity.
Yeah,
so she's saying if you infuse it into everything that you do, and don't forget, you know, put a little bit of creativity in play, she's saying you're never going to be short on any ideas, Bryn, okay?
Sure, yep.
You have, like, wonderful ideas, and people, like, you know, they watch what you do, and she's saying he's one that will never disappoint, okay? And she's saying she knows that you're struggling right now, buddy, with all that's going on, you know, but she's saying it's going to get better, you know, times will change.
Thank you.
Okay, so please... just take care of you and and know that it will get better. And she's saying, Mom, he's such a giver. You know, you do whatever you can for others.
Sure, I try. That's the best thing I can
do. You
do
a wonderful job, Bryn. You go beyond trying, hon. So just be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
I'm getting the letter F. I don't know, like, if that's a man or a woman, but I'm getting the letter F now. Okay, and this person is saying, please don't worry about, you know, the material things that you're maybe wanting or maybe needing. Everything will be, you know, taken care of. Okay?
Alrighty. Okay.
And I'm also seeing a unicorn, so I don't know if you have any connections with the unicorns, but I'm seeing a unicorn.
No, it's a good, I'll look up the symbolism of the unicorn, you know, if that's...
Yeah, so I see a beautiful unicorn because Ginger's showing me. She's saying, Mom, he had a bumpy ride, you know, for the beginning of the year, but now he got out of the car and he's on a unicorn, okay? And she's saying, Bryn, you're going to have, you know, career choices, okay? She's saying you have such a unique soul, okay?
Thank you.
You've brought all this, you know, beautiful, like you said, creativity and all these attributes with you through previous lifetimes.
Yeah.
And she's saying, just don't forget that, you know, you'll know the right career because it will feed your soul and it will also fill your heart with joy, Bryn.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, so that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. And don't forget that Jesus is with you, okay? And he's saying, Bryn, I'm always with you. I'll never leave you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, hon.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Mary. Nice to talk to you.
Hi.
Yeah.
Likewise. Oh, my gosh. I have such beautiful messages, and it resonates exactly with what DC was saying. I pulled a card for you from the Power Surrender cards, and your inspiration card is surrender to success. You're ready to experience abundance. Don't look back at previous roadblocks or difficulties. Leap into an exciting new world of possibilities. And that's what's awaiting you for 2022.
Yeah,
and then I pulled a card.
Yeah,
2022 is going to be a great year for you. I feel like my crown is opening with you, connecting to you. And I feel like you're going to get so many intuition, like messages, and connect more yourself and start getting more messages. And the message from the postcard from Spirit is, dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality, which is what you're going through now. But we know the happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving at any destination. You are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel us? That's their question to you. And it says in the back, you are very loved.
Thanks so much, Mary. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. Do you feel much better now?
Yeah, no.
It's a total confirmation of what DC said, the manifesting and your success, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it confirms everything she said.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary. You're so beautiful.
You're so welcome.
And DC, yeah, it's great to talk to you. Just what I needed today.
We're here, right, Mary? We're here for you, hon.
Yes, we are. Yep. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Okay.
God bless.
Have a beautiful new year yourself, too, and many more. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you, Bren.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, beautiful, Mary. Beautiful, beautiful reading.
Yes. It was. And it's been a tough, I mean, I think for everyone, 2022 started with a bang. I mean, I started with the flu.
It really has.
Getting through it and fighting through it and, you know, not letting yourself get down because, you know, I was just like trying to get up even though I was sick. I was like, yeah, I refuse to stay in bed, you know, and try to move around and just pray and calling in Archangel Raphael, especially when you feel sick and, you know, you need your angels and our archangels and guardian angels.
Definitely.
You know, it's been a rough start, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a bad year. It's going to be an amazing year, 2022. So let's just put it out there and remembering that our thoughts always manifest our future.
They really do. Beautiful.
So we have a long list of callers. Do you want to continue taking callers?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That's so exciting. Of course.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Area code 856. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, guys. It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you, hon? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm doing good here and there. And two questions. You were saying about prayer and vision. Can you give me an example about that? I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay. I couldn't hear you, Rosemary. What were you? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
Sure. At the beginning of the show, you were saying like the vision and praying of what you are manifesting. Can you give me an example about that? I'm trying to figure that out.
How to manifest?
Right, and you say prayer with it. So can you give me an example with that?
Well, you know what? Everybody does it, like, in a different way. I feel like, you know, Mary and I, like the two of us specifically, we're prayer warriors. Right, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
We're prayer warriors. And for me, you know, specifically, and I, you know, I talk to the angels. Like, my way of is just, like, talking to the angels. And, you know, you could write things that you want to manifest, and you know you put it out to the angels, to the universe, okay? I feel like right now as we're connecting, you're going through a major spiritual awakening. Do you feel that, hon, Rose Maria?
I don't know how it feels. I think so, because I'm like a happy
a little bit
and
different. You sound wonderful. Yes, you sound absolutely wonderful. I do feel that positive energy, okay? So I, like I said, I pray, I visualize, you know, and we put, you know, what we're wanting, you know, out to the angels and, you know, to that, you know, to, I put it out to Jesus, you know, I talk to Jesus, Mother Mary, the whole, you know, the whole divine team. And if it's for your
gotcha.
Highest and best, you know, it will come. If it's something that is for your highest and best. But I use visualizations, positive affirmations, and that really helps, you know. And in the morning, like when I get up, I am just thankful for another day, and I ask, you know, for my me specifically, like, how may I serve? And I'm, you know, I say a couple of things that I'm grateful for every day, because the more that you express gratitude, you know, the more that you're going to create into your life. Okay? And I
got
do feel like you're on that path, that you're going to start creating that, you know, all that that you've been wanting. And Ginger is showing me, Rose Maria, a beautiful, steady flow of, you know, who needed the material world, it's going to come into your life.
Cool. Appreciate it.
And I'm getting,
yeah,
you know, trust your angels. Trust your angels. And, you know, if you can talk to the angels like you're talking to us, you can put it in the form of prayer. You know, at night before you go to bed, you know, sometimes, you know, I like to say, you know, do you have any messages for me? If I've had a really busy day, you know, I ask them to visit me while I'm asleep. And then when I get up, I ask, you know, please help me to remember anything that's important from last night. And I keep my eyes closed for a minute to 2 minutes. And then when you wake up, you have a journal bedside, of course. And whatever you need to know will come to you. It could be a couple of words. It could be a smell. It could be a color. But I would suggest that you start, you know, writing down whatever it is that you remember, and then later when you go back, things are going to fall in place like a puzzle. So for you, Ginger's showing me, I'm like, Ginger, what is that? She's saying, it's Rose Maria, Mom. She's like, she's in the waiting room, and she's waiting for her spiritual growth, okay? So what she's saying, now sometimes, like when we're waiting to go forward, We've got to think about anything that may be still holding us back from previous times. You know, if you notice something repeating, a cycle repeating, you would ask the angels, you know, what is it that I need to know or learn so I don't keep repeating this? But for you specifically, she's showing me the chains, Rose Maria, and those chains are just falling off of you. So you are going forward. You've learned your soul lessons. Okay, and just be willing to, you know, look ahead and notice the doors that are waiting for you. These doors are going to start opening. Okay? So I really feel like there's going to be a lot for you, you know, going forward. Okay? Are you worried about financial security? Because Ginger is showing me, she's showing me like pennies from heaven, and that usually is like, you know, you have some concerns about the material, you know, things that you need, and it might be money, okay?
Yeah, there's some issues
so
with that.
So what I'm doing, like you said, you are creating. Whatever you're doing, you're doing a great job. So while you're doing this, you've got to make sure that you take care of yourself, okay? And Rose Maria, you're such a beautiful giver. You give to others, but if you want to start receiving, you've got to give to yourself as well, okay?
Okay,
so
like
even if,
love and stuff like that. Got you.
Yeah, well, even if someone says, Rose Maria, you know, like, you know, you look beautiful, or gives you a compliment, or say thank you and receive that. Because I really feel like, you know, sometimes when we don't receive it, like you said, it does, you know, sort of like the scales are in balance and it takes a longer time for us to receive. And the angel is saying you also need time for relaxation, okay, so that you get in the right mindset, okay, to help you to, you know, manifest. And just know that you deserve the very best that, you know, that life has to offer, Rose Maria. And keep doing whatever you're doing, because Ginger's getting really excited. She's saying she's doing a great job, and she doesn't realize how great of a job she's actually doing. So whatever you're doing, like, keep doing it, girlfriend, because you are moving forward. You are manifesting. Okay? So I would just, like, keep, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, your energy is different. It's light. It's very happy. Okay? And I'm seeing a rainbow over you. So I feel like there is beautiful healing that has been taking place, Rose Maria. Okay?
Appreciate it.
And just open up to the love that is all around you. Okay? Because, like I said, you're such a giver, but you've got to open up to the love that's all around you. And I just, like I said, I feel like, you know, we've known you for quite a while. And, you know, your energy is so much lighter. It's really, really beautiful.
Cool.
Even when you first came on, like, your energy is so different. So you should be very proud of yourself. But I do get, while you're trying to manifest and everything, you've got to have boundaries with other people, okay?
That is.
So,
oh, yeah, like, that would
know,
be like, tell them what I'm thinking, or that's how you do it, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, you are manifesting right now. Like I said, are you putting out to the angels of the universe what it is that maybe you're wanting to do, or, you know, something you want to achieve, something you want to have? You could make a list, a visual list. You could write it on a piece of paper. Okay? You could talk to the angels, talk to the universe. I see a divine team with you. And Rosemary, they're saying, you know, don't be so afraid. You don't have to be, you know, afraid. Just talk to us. Let us know what it is that you specifically are wanting, and they're going to help you. They will be there, and they will help you with whatever it is. But what I'm seeing is Ginger saying, but Mom, look, she showed me you're in a car and you're not going anywhere, because you've got to, you know, you give up the fear and be ready to take action to go forward, okay?
Okay.
So right now it's sort of like she's stuck in the mud, she's saying, okay? You've got to think, Rose Maria, to manifest, what is most important to you, okay? And you've got to make time every day to really focus on that, okay?
Got you.
So when you think about what's important to you, what do you feel? Because usually people feel, you know, like sometimes there's like a happiness. Sometimes there might be like, oh, my gosh, well, how am I going to do that? You know, like a little bit of fear. But the angels are going to help you. Call on your angels, and they're going to help to boost your motivation, okay? And just keep your heart open, Rose Maria, okay? And I see your beautiful divine team with you. And Jenny's saying, Rose Maria, sometimes you don't feel, you know, appreciated, okay?
Yeah.
And know that you are so loved. You have a beautiful angelic team that love you. There are people, like, around you that love you. And you've got to really take time for you and remember that, you know, you're the most important person in your life, okay?
Okay, cool.
So focus on what it is that you're wanting and, you know, write it down. And I'm getting, you have such beautiful spiritual gifts, Rose Maria. You've just got to trust and allow the angels to help you. They're going to guide you to go in the right direction, okay? And you are very sensitive to others' energy. So that's why when I said previously about setting boundaries, you have to have boundaries with people. So, you know, you could be nice at times, but at times, you know, it calls for you to just, you know, stand up for yourself, okay? And don't be afraid, you know, to, when you ask the angels to, you know, to help you to speak to someone, they're going to help you to do it in a loving way. And Ginger's saying, you know, girlfriend, you have more power within you than you know. Okay? And she's showing me that your power is magnificent. You've just got to really learn how to harness that power. And she's saying, when you do, Rose Maria, you're going to be a force that is going to be something to be reckoned with, okay? So I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and I just want to say you've got to just let go and surrender the need, like, to control everything. You've got to relax a little bit more. So the more that you hold on and try to do, like, everything by yourself, you know, the longer it's going to take to manifest what you're wanting. The more that you can relax a little bit and just trust, you're going to see how you go forward a lot faster. And you know what? I always say, you know, for my highest and best or better, if there's something I'm wanting, because sometimes we don't have the ability to see what the divine can see. Sometimes, you know, their plans are better than our plans. Okay?
Okay, cool.
But Ginger's saying you have nothing to worry about. Have faith and just trust that you have everything you need. And Rose Maria, just trust your heart. Listen to your heart, because I feel like she's showing me that you overanalyze things a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Okay?
I am.
Okay, so you have to get out of your head a little bit and back into the heart space. And I just feel like you said, things are going to fall into place. Whatever you're doing a great job. And Ginger saying there's going to be a lot of opportunities coming your way. Get ready for that divine timing to come forward. And, you know, opportunity is going to knock on your door. Get ready, Rose Maria. Okay? And one way to do that is believe that you're always in the right place at the right time and you're with the right people. Look what you just did. You called into the show. Okay?
All right. Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay,
yeah,
well, hold on.
Like
I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Bless you, honey. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, Rose Maria.
Hi, what a
beautiful reading. I have exactly the same words in cards that DC gave you. So I pulled the surrender card deck for you, the power of surrender, and it says surrender to play. Take a break from overthinking a goal. Do something fun. Play is the time of recreation and rejuvenation. And then as far as manifesting, so it's similar to DC what I do. I mean, we normally talk to the angels day and night. Like, literally, I talk to them all the time. Like, my guardian angels, all the angels, my guides. I mean, daily, like, multiple times. And, you know, throughout the day, what I do is I see lots of numbers, so I jot down their messages to me, because there's messages in those synchronistic numbers. So if you've been seeing those, just jotting those numbers down will help you see the message. If you can't hear them, because I sometimes hear them, and sometimes I hear them through the numbers that they're sending me, like the messages, because they're more in-depth messages that they need to relay to me. So and always saying, like DC said, that you want it for the highest good of for you and for the highest good of all. Because, you know, like DC said, there's times that we want something manifested, but it's not for our highest good. You know, sometimes we want something that's not meant for us. And, you know, so just saying that will help you get for your highest good and the highest good of all involved, like the universe, you know, what it is that they have this set for us, our future, you know, and it's just allowing them and asking them for assistance, because unless we allow them and ask them, they cannot intervene. So I was told to ask your guardian angels for assistance, and that's all you need to say, and then talk to them daily. They're there. They're listening all the time. And say no sometimes if you need to, you know, like either to invites or whatever it is. They told me to tell you that, you know, to say no if you need to an invite or whatever it is that they want you to do or someone's asking you to do. If you need to say no, say no and pamper yourself instead. Then what else? Okay. And then I pulled a card for postcard from Spirit for you, and it resonates exactly what DC mentioned to you as well. It says, dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to store up some energy and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunities that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, However much work you're willing to put in, we will match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here is rooting for you to win the game of life, so just do it. Loving you so much. And then the back of the card, it says, unlock your magic, and it has a key. So you have lots of magic to unlock. So just, you know, ask for their assistance, because our guardian angels are with us for many lifetimes, for all our lifetimes. So just calling them in and asking them for assistance would really help you. Trust us. Connecting with the angels is amazing. And just having that, being grateful for everything that you have. I know you were probably on when DC had the angels, a channel's message from our angels. And, you know, it's just being grateful for what we have, making that list of things that we're grateful for. It's really important. So, Rosemary, I hope that helps. And I definitely do agree with DC that you sound so much better. I mean, we've known you for a couple of years already, and you just sound amazing. So I could just imagine what, you know, 2022 is going to bring for you. I see nothing but great things. So keep it up.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's not happening fast enough.
Yeah, just put it out there and let it go. You know, let go and let God. We can't control
it. Oh, okay, now I understand. Got you. Like, do the prayer and then what you want, let it go. And then,
Rosemary, like Ginger said, it's like making, you know, like a beautiful stew in the crock pot. You put all the ingredients in it. Do you worry about it every 5 minutes? Mm-hmm. No,
not
right?
Really.
You would, no, because you know that, you know, at a, after a certain amount of time, you know, you start to smell that beautiful, delicious aroma. And, you know, at the right time, that's going to be like an absolutely delicious meal. So it's sort of, you know, on the same lines, but Ginger likes to talk about food. So she's going to give you a food analogy. So I hope that helps, Rosemary.
Yeah, I just got to figure out the boundaries. Okay. No, I get it, what I did. Yeah, I said no, and I set my boundaries on that one. Because I'm not that way when I said it.
Okay, got it. Cool.
And you know, and if that makes you feel a little uncomfortable, you know, when you're starting to feel like that kind of conversation with someone, or, you know, you're going to have that meeting, you ask the angels of communication to please help you, you know, get across what you want to say in a loving way. And when it does, Rosemary, it's not there to offend. The people will actually respect you more, okay?
Got it. All right, so, okay, when I sit, talk to somebody, just ask for the angel in my head to communicate and answer and what they're trying to say.
Have you ever noticed when you don't speak your truth, you start to have physical, you know, throat issues even? It can happen, you know?
Right, yeah, because, like, the last time I talked to him, it's like, when you want it, how you want it, when you want it, I'm like, yeah, and then something came up, a friendship, like, he goes, finally, I'm like, then I hung up. I'm like, you know what? I'm not sure what he's trying to say. I'm like, what the? You know what I mean?
I know. Well, you know what? That's okay, because if it's meant to be, like you said, and he, you know, he'll let him, you know, maybe think about things. Sometimes we need a little space to really think about, each of us think about things, you know?
Right. And then sometimes
let
I don't
him
know
come back.
You're right. And I left him a text message yesterday. I'm like, no. Whenever you're ready, I'm here, so whatever, I'll let it go.
Yeah, and that's good. You know what, you know, whenever he's ready, and just, you know, make sure that you just, like I said, you're thinking about you, hon, you know, because, like I said, you're the most important, you know, person in any relationship, okay?
Yep, cool, appreciate it.
Okay, because I feel like he sort of takes things, like, a little fast. Okay? And everything. He just likes, you know, he likes to do things fast. I don't know if you've ever, like, you know, done any maybe, like, activities with him, sports or, you know, any kind of things. I just feel like he just likes to, he likes the thrill of things, you know? So just, you know, allow him to just think about things. And I do feel like there's a disconnect going on with him, you know? he doesn't always understand, like, how he comes across, Rose Maria. And
yeah.
maybe if he thinks about things, you know, he won't act the way he does at times. Okay? He needs, like, a little bit more, like, balance in his life. And when if he gets that little bit more balance, there's going to be a lot more happiness coming. Okay?
Yeah, hopefully. And I'm trying to...
Hey, well, in the interim, you have to take care of you, though, right?
Yeah, trying to. And I just kind of hit on the opportunity thing that I didn't know about until, yes, I opened my email about an opening. Hopefully I get it. But it's up north, so I have to probably relocate. But it's an American company.
Yeah, but just you know, don't be worried about, like, you know, upcoming events, because, you know, if it's for your highest and best, like I said, you know, for everyone, you know, it'll happen. And the way you said that with your energy, I wasn't getting that right now, because I feel you're really apprehensive. You got to think about things a little bit more. Okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Please call us back. Yeah, honey, and let us know how you're doing. God bless, Rosemary.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, honey.
Wow.
Mary, are you with us?
Yes. Yes.
Did we lose you for
Sorry,
a second?
The board, oh. No, I was on. It was just like the board was not like responding to me placing on hold, which was weird. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you do. I can hear you, and guess what? I can even see that you are here now. That is
okay.
Very nice. Okay, so we can continue. You're here,
okay.
And all is well with the world. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so we're ready for our next caller. I think this is the first-time caller. Let's see. I've never seen this number, so we'll see. Area code 509.
Hello.
Welcome to Angel Answers. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
Can we
have your first name?
It's Mindy.
Mindy?
Mindy?
Hi, Mindy, dear.
Yes.
Mindy, yes.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for us, Mindy?
Well, I might have a question. let's see here. Let's say about, I had met a gentleman, his name is Robert, and I'm wondering what he's up to. I mean, like, if he is trustworthy and, you know, what he's up to, or what his intentions are, I guess.
Okay, so you've just met him?
Well, yeah, I just met him not too long ago, but he is married. He is married, and so, but he's helping me, like, through some things, through the posts that he puts on YouTube. So anyway, he's kind of helping me transition, but I'm wondering if he's trustworthy and if he's on the up and up.
Okay. I feel like he loves helping people. My dog Ginger said he's a social butterfly.
Yeah.
And I do feel like he likes to connect with a lot of people. Okay. And he really likes, you know, he likes to have a lot of friendships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And he really sees the connection between, you know, everyone and everything.
Right. And so is he trustworthy? He is trustworthy then?
Okay. So when you say, is he trustworthy, I'm getting a yes, but you're talking from, like, a friendship perspective?
Yeah.
Because you said he was married?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I did just from, like, a friendship perspective, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but not in a relationship, obviously.
Yeah, no, I got, you know, from that perspective, yes. Yeah, I you know.
Okay.
He just, let's see, what else they show me. Okay. he's sort of, Ginger's showing me, my dog Ginger's come in, she's saying he sort of likes to take charge of things, you know?
Right.
He likes to be the one in charge of, you know, if he's doing something. And he's someone that values other people's trust and loyalty. Okay?
Okay. That's kind of what I picked up from him too, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't let a lot of people into his inner circle. That are, I'm talking about people that are very close to him, okay?
Uh-huh.
But the ones he leaves, like, you know, he lets them into that inner circle. He, you know, he's sort of like he could have a lifelong, you know, connection with them.
Okay. Yeah, he seems like a pretty genuine person.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I did get that. He does like to have, like I said, he likes to have, like, the connection with people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I did see, like, you know, he does, you know, he's there trying to help, yeah. So that's what I got. For you yourself, though, are you, like, in a relationship at all?
No.
Okay, because I don't know if you're... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, no, I'm not in a relationship at all.
Soulmate. Well, I was hearing the word soulmate, like, you know, for you coming. So that's why I was asking.
Oh, have I met? I just met a guy yesterday that, like, kind of swept me off.
Well, right now, as we're connecting, you know, as we're connecting, though, Mindy, your energy is like, it's almost like you put your hand in a light socket. Your energy in regard to relationships. Now,
that's
it's like, you know, like Ginger's saying, look at her hair, Mom.
All my
her hair almost
off right now.
What's
I'm
that?
Not kidding you. All my power's off right now because all of my power, because I need to go out there and hit the breaker because I just flipped this power.
Yeah, well, you did it. That's what I said. Like,
so
oh, my
funny.
God, that is terrible. Do you want to go out and do that and call us back? We could bring it back
no,
on.
I'm just talking. I'm talking to you in the dark. It's okay.
Oh, dear God. Oh, I saw, like, I, like, and her, I and I'm laughing. Watch Dolly Parton. Like, I love Dolly Parton, and I watched her last night.
Oh,
and Ginger, she's saying, Mom, the higher hair, the closer to heaven. She said, look at this lady's hair. Wow. Well, the angels are coming in. She brought
oh my God,
the angels in, Mindy,
right there.
And I helped heal you. And she's laughing. I mean, she's saying, you know, she really needs healing, you know, like she's got to heal that frequency.
I
wow,
do.
You blew the circuit breaker. My goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Mary. You've got to just try to calm down the energy a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Mary.
Okay.
Mary, are you grounded?
Yes, I'm grounded.
Okay.
I don't want to electrocute
you.
She's
not going to zap me.
Holy crap, I'm sorry.
Hi. It's okay.
So weird
Hi,
thing
Mindy.
That is.
So
I've been
I
accused
got
of being a
friendship.
Witch before, and I'm just not a witch. But, yeah, I've been accused
oh.
of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm
so
not a witch. I mean, if I am
goes,
a witch, I'm a good one.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, you are a good one. I got a yes as a friendship trustworthy. For the person you mentioned and the guy that you met yesterday, I really felt chilled. Like, I know that DC said a soulmate coming. So I don't know, maybe it's, you know, that's a connection there because once you mentioned that you met someone, I got like chilled from head to toe. And normally that's a confirmation of a yes. So,
me too.
You know, keep your options open. Yeah.
That guy is dreamy,
yeah, so.
Though. And I'm like, no, you need somebody way better. And he's like, no, you're an angel. And I'm like, no, you need to have somebody better. I have way too much crap in my life. You are perfect, and I am not. Like, and he is. He is like,
oh.
He's like soap opera perfect. Like, he's beautiful. And I'm like, no.
And that's
you're
what you need.
Yeah, but no.
And that's
I'm
exactly what you need.
So terribly.
No, don't say that. Remember that our thoughts manifest our future. So don't say that. So
yeah, no, he needs somebody positive. Better. That's I want to help him find somebody perfect. Like, I'm not the one. No, I'm just, I don't want to do
no.
that to him. He's going to be, I just can't do that to him. I'm not perfect, and I'm not. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve
nobody
that
is
what
is
I'm
perfect,
saying.
Mindy.
Yeah, no, I don't deserve that. I'm not loyal. I'm not worthy of that yet. I've had way too much crap going on in my life to have something so wonderful come along. There's just no way I deserve that.
You never know.
Yeah,
I
don't
know.
Okay.
Never say never,
all right.
Mindy.
Oh, you're scaring me. Okay. No wonder the lights are going off. Holy crap.
I'm
oh,
so
no,
over,
over
here, so I don't know. I don't know, girl. So what I got for you, I pulled the card Surrender to Trust for you, and it says trust yourself and your decisions. Don't be swayed by other people's strong opinions about what to do. Take action and be confident that you have chosen the right path. So it has to do, again, with trusting your intuition and just asking your angels to guide you as well. You know, if you have any questions, just tell them to give you answers, like by, you know, yes and no, either by listening to them or by your gut instinct, like asking them, you know, what's a yes. And the way I get my yeses is just by a heart expansion. That's how they come in for me.
Okay.
And then, you know, a no is just like a knot in my stomach. And a maybe is just like, you know, in and out, but really smooth, you know. And then I pulled another card for you from the Postcards from Spirit, and it says, dear you, human beings spend a huge percentage of life asleep, not just in bed, but the kind where you forget you are a spiritual, immortal being taking on a temporary human form. It's not your fault. Everyone suffers from spiritual amnesia once in a while. As you develop an identity and ego, you begin to see through the eyes of a small self and have less connection to your soul self. You may not recognize this is going on, but you sure can feel it. We're here to remind you to look through your soul's eyes and see that magic is everywhere. Infinite potential lies in spirit, who is teaming with you to fulfill the contract you made to contribute to the evolution of the whole world. Wake up and remember that all the help you need is orchestrated in the invisible realms. Your mind, in alignment with the divine intelligence, is unstoppable. The world is yours to co-create. You are so loved, and we are all behind you. And it says, in the back, live your dreams.
What wow, that's amazing.
Card. Yeah.
And I've never heard that. That was fine. That was handpicked for me. I swear to you, I needed to hear that because that's all I've been doing is sleeping. I'm not kidding you. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I've
got it is meant
out
for you,
right,
and
I'm
so
freaking
chilled.
Out.
Yeah, you have magic. And you're a great, you're a good witch. Don't call yourself a bad witch.
No, I don't want to be a witch at all.
And good things are coming.
I don't want to be a witch at all.
Yeah, and good things are coming to you.
Oh, I hope so. That would be a wonderful thing.
Just get in alignment with the divine and asking your guardian angels to come in and your guides and archangels to come in if that's who you want to call on. You know, we work a lot with our angels and guardian angels here. As you know, our show is called Angel Answers, but connecting with all our guides and everything every day and, you know, and asking them to come in, because unless you ask them for assistance, they won't come in. You know, they're not allowed to invade our, you know, space. Call them in and so we must ask first for assistance.
Okay.
And, you know, always asking for the highest good for you and for all involved, you know. And, Mindy, thank you for calling. And I hope this this reading has helped you, and make sure you give us a call.
Big time. Thank you guys so much. It was wonderful talking to you guys. You guys just
made
my day.
Too.
Thank you.
Yes, Mindy. And interesting, you just have to learn to have a little bit more fun. Okay,
more fun. Yeah, I got it.
I didn't see a crock pot. I saw a pressure cooker. Okay, so you don't want to blow the top off of the pot there, she's saying, girlfriend. You know?
Okay.
Dang, she's so intuitive. Like, you are really intuitive. Yeah. And she's saying, you know, sometimes you're so stuck, you won't go forward. And one of the reasons, and you've got to realize, you're the most...
I don't know how or where to go from here. I feel like I'm lost.
And part of it, like...
I don't know what to do right from here.
Yeah, part of it is because you don't want to disappoint others, you know? So you've got to, like I said, you've got to focus on you, okay?
It's not that I'm afraid of disappointing others. It's I just don't know which direction to go. I don't have enough answers to move forward. You know what I mean? Because if I did, I don't have enough answers to move forward is my problem. And I feel like I'm stuck because I'm not getting that answer.
But
you've got
to have, like I said,
you've got
to make time to have, like, a little bit more fun. And Ginger's saying,
yeah,
it feels like she doesn't have any choices in her life and she's trapped, but she really isn't. So when you allow yourself to have fun, you're going to begin to see your life a lot differently, okay?
Okay. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to start having fun.
Yeah.
I need
you
to, too. It's such a dreary life in here. I'm so
like,
God.
Yeah, saying, I was going to say to you, you've got to take a break from the normal, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you talked? You know, you're doing a great job, Mindy, because Ginger's talking to you. And she's, you know, she's my furry little angel. And she's saying, well, she's doing it now, Mom. How many times has she talked to a dog that's given her these spiritual answers, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've not been told to have fun.
Yeah, well, Ginger, like I said, she's, you know, have fun. And you've got to see that, you know, there's more than what you can see in the world, okay? And you're not separate from everyone else. We are all one. And when you begin to see that, you're going to see things, you know, a little bit differently. But she's saying your mind is like, it's going so fast that you're not listening to your own intuition. Okay.
Yeah. No. That's
so slow down and relax.
Things going on. Okay.
Well, you got to take. You know what? Whatever's most important, do those, and you know, do because otherwise you're not going to get anything done. You've got to rest. You've got to relax. You know, and take care of you. Okay. And when you do that, things are going to. You know, you're going to get into a better balance. You really need a little bit more balance. Okay.
Yeah.
So just
okay.
Positive. Are going to work out for you. They really will.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. I'm so happy. Okay.
Well, we're happy
you
called
in. Thank
you guys so much.
I will, definitely. Thank you guys so much.
Happy New Year, Mindy. Calling.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow,
how beautiful.
Oh, that was... Yeah, what a great show, what a great evening, you know?
Yes, for sure. And the switchboard is just like lit up. Do you want to continue?
Of course. Ginger's saying,
okay.
Of course, Mary, of course.
Yes, Mary. Okay.
See, Mary knows how to have fun and she knows the dog, so you've got it going on, Mary.
Yes. Yeah. Area code 203. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Michelle.
Michelle? Hi, Michelle.
Yes.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. So I met somebody new a few weeks ago, and I was just wondering if you saw this going anywhere, was going to amount to anything.
Okay. I want to pick up on his energy. Can you just say his first name?
Jim,
okay. Okay. Well, my dog Ginger is saying, you know, in regard to love, she's saying keep visualizing what it is that you're wanting from love, okay? So let's see. Are you taking care of yourself? Because if you want, you know, to have a relationship, it all starts with you taking care of you, hon.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Let me see if I can pick up on his energy. Okay. Okay. My dog is saying he's very selective, you know, with whom he connects. And he likes relationships, like, to develop slowly and naturally. Okay. So I'm just trying to pick up a little bit of energy on him. Okay. Okay. I'm getting like a maybe at this point. How long have you connected with him?
Oh, just since pretty much around New Year's Eve, right before New Year's Eve.
I mean, there's a possibility that there is potential, in other words, there is potential for this to develop. And it could develop really fast. Okay?
Okay.
So, okay, let's see. Okay. Yeah, he likes to have balance, like, in his life. I'm getting he's very well-rounded. At times, he's the life of the party. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? He trusts what the universe, you know, is telling him, you know. I feel like he has some really good qualities. He's got a lot of energy, and he knows how to use it.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of joy. Yeah. The only thing I'm getting, like, sometimes work can be a little bit challenging. And, you know, he's just got to remind himself, you know, why he's doing what he's doing. And he is really good at what he does, you know. And he's a person that really, he doesn't forget about his obligations.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, is it you that has the fear and the doubt? Because one of you has like a little bit of fear and doubt and has to be removed. You've got to let go of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know how I feel. I don't really date much.
Well, you just met him. You just met him. Because I could see like almost like a dark cloud over you, and it's just like clouding your joy, hon. Okay?
I can't force it. So I was just wondering if,
right.
You know, ultimately something
sure
is going
you just
to change.
Take time to get to know him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put the effort in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm getting like sort of like at times you struggle to listen to your intuition, hon. Okay, so.
Yeah, well, my intuition would tell me to just not go forward, you know.
Okay, well, like you said, it's up to you. There's a possibility
of
coming into, you know, connecting and have something there. And you have this beautiful personality that attracts people. And I see how you enjoy, like, you know, a varied type of people as well. You know, like different types of friends. And I'm getting that, like, everybody, you know, likes you, but you have trust issues with people.
I do.
Okay?
I do, and I don't really, I just don't really date. I mean, I was a single mother for so long, and now I'm alone, but you know, cross that threshold and from friendship to dating somebody I just don't. I mean, I've been kind of alone, really, really alone.
Right. It's good to really, you know, allow yourself to get to know him as a friend, you know? And I'm getting that the angels of love are coming in and they're helping to heal your heart, hon, okay?
Oh, good.
And you know what? Just love yourself first. Do mirror work when you get up in the morning and you go into the bathroom. You know, tell yourself how much that you love you. And I'm getting, get prepared because you're going to have an amazing relationship that is so healing.
Oh.
Okay, so.
But you can't.
You know,
you're
just saying, you know, I hate to give a spoiler alert, but guess what? You're going to have a happy life, so. So that's what she's saying, and you know, that she's saying, girlfriend, you're an incredible manifester. You know, you did this. You know, so loosen up a little bit.
Okay.
You know, and let go of fear. Let things just happen. You know, your job right now is to decide to be happy, to be filled with joy, and, you know, just breathe. She's saying sometimes you forget to breathe, you know. And remember, she's saying love can be very healing, okay. And as you allow that beautiful love to enter your heart, you're going to see all the blessings that it's going to bring with it. Okay, so I really hope that helped you, Michelle, because you deserve love, hon. This is your time. You do deserve love, okay? But it starts by you loving.
But there's no saying that it will be with him.
A possibility. Like I said, there is a possibility. But you've got to, he wants to take time to, get to know you. You've got to take time to get to know him. And I really think that's a good idea. And your energy is like the other lady that blew the circuit and was in the dark. So you've got that same, energy right now when you think about relationships, okay?
Yeah.
So that's very nervous energy. And when you think of nervous energy and then you think of, being excited, the energies are so close together. So instead of being nervous, try to be excited, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and that'll help you to, go forward and say, wow, I'm really excited. It's going to be so great to have this nice, relationship. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
But you've got to allow yourself, time to get to know the person and don't be so nervous about everything. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I am getting, he's mature, he's confident, and Ginger's saying he's not hard on the eyes, so please just, get to know him, okay? And I'm going to turn that over to Mary because I'm going to have Ginger shut up right now. Mary?
Hi, Michelle. So I got the same thing as CC. There is potential, but I kept hearing to keep your options open. But I was tingly when you mentioned his name, Jim. But there is potential. But like DC said, just taking it slow. If it's your first time dating after a long time, it's just taking it slow, getting to know the person and, getting to know if what he wants is exactly what you want, being alone and being independent for so long, you just have to adjust to having someone else in your life as well. And I kept hearing letting go and letting God. He kept telling me to tell you that, he'll help you and he'll guide you. And again, call in your guardian angels to help you as well. And the angels of love. And I'm sure they're all around you, like DC said. And, I pulled a card for you, and it says, surrender to miracles. Be open to miracles occurring in your life. Feel and know that these events are real. Let go of any resistance and banish any doubt that miracles can happen in your life. And that's the power of surrender cards for you. And then the card from Postcard from Spirit says, dearest you, over here there's no mystery for us to unravel. As we know intimately how connected we all are, how the web of creation works, and how spirit is in every aspect of life from the invisible to the visible. But it's impossible for humans to comprehend the complexities of how things actually work because the most important threads in the tapestry don't make sense in the dimension you live in. That said, can you feel the importance of these currents of energy that bring events together in miraculous ways? You can't understand with your mind, but you can know with your heart and soul. Trust that even though you don't know the how, the what, or the why, we do. Surrender to the mystery and have faith that the unseen world is watching with you. Watching you with loving eyes as spirit weaves your life's mysterious and beautiful tapestry in glorious technicolor. Loving you so very much, as always. And the back of the card says, live your dreams. And there's a beautiful angel in the back of the card.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I hope that's helped, Michelle. And, trusting and letting go and letting God. That's our favorite saying here in our show is letting go and letting God because, who knows better than he. you know, and we are guided, you know, by source itself, you know, by God, to trust and, you know, let go. So I hope that helps, Michelle, and make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything goes.
Okay.
And have a happy
very,
and healthy New
very
Year.
Good now. Thank you. You too.
Yeah, you do.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was beautiful, Mary.
That was.
Yeah, okay. Really, really beautiful.
Yeah, that was. Okay, one. All right, the switchboard is acting up. Okay. Are we ready for our next caller?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yes. Okay. Area code 917. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello, ladies. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you, hon?
You scared me.
Terrific. How are you, folks? And Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you, hon. God bless. How's it going?
Okay. I was going to see if I could get a message. Long story, but I had been in a job I didn't like, and I handed in my notice, and Friday is my last day, and I'm still trying to figure out my next step. Is there anything you can pick up regarding what my next step will be, or should be, or whatever?
Okay. I'm going to see if I could pick up anything. Okay. Let's see. Okay. The first thing that my dog Ginger is saying, you've got to be patient, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's feeling that it is time to try something maybe new, something new, something different. And Ellen, she's saying, please do not worry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, there's going to be, you know, solutions. And, you know, as Mary was saying to the last caller, let go and let God.
Yes.
Have you been connecting with your guidance? Because the angels have been giving you, like, signs and visions, maybe even connecting while you're sleeping?
I'll tell you, I do try to meditate, and I don't get any messages there. I've asked for signs, and I very clearly stated what a sign would be for me to take a certain route. I didn't get the sign. But a part of me is saying, well, who am I to direct my angels to tell them to do this or to do that? So I don't know.
Your angels are always there to help you. You know what? That's their job. They're always there to help you, and I'm getting patience. Have a little bit more patience. You've got to trust in divine timing. And just, you know, you could talk to the angels and say, I'm not, you know, seeing my signs. Can you give them to me a little bit more clearly? And thank you for your assistance. Okay?
Okay.
But I am getting, like, be patient. And Ginger keeps saying that, like, be patient, be patient, be patient. Okay?
Okay.
And I am getting, you know, whatever you're going to focus on, like, you know, to move to next, I'm getting Ginger saying, Ellen, don't be afraid to put your own style to things. You're amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And trust, you know, in the abilities that you have, okay? Don't be afraid.
Yes.
You've got... intuition is in your stomach area, Ellen. So, you know, you've got to start, you know, trusting that gut a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And allow abundance to come your way, you know? Because I sort of feel like, you know, you've got to realize, you know, you're here, you know, Mary's here, I'm here, and abundance, in fact, is our birthright, okay?
Yes.
So don't be afraid, you know, to... you know, allow all the good that's coming your way. But I do feel, you know, that little waiting, little bit of waiting is there for a reason, to help you, I think about things a little bit more.
Oh, I agree.
Okay.
I really want to sort things out. Yes, go ahead and try.
Yeah, you do. And Ginger's saying, Ellen, it's time for a change, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So think about what you're wanting to do, okay? make sure in the interim, like, you're taking care of yourself, okay? I'm also getting, she's saying, please, you know, like, look at every option that comes your way. And please, you know, don't jump at something. Give yourself a little bit more time to make a decision, okay? And she's saying, you know the old saying, if something seems too good to be true, usually it is. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So I am getting, it's very, like, important that you take a little time, you know, before making a decision. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, and I'm just getting, like, don't push too hard, but, you know, don't resist. I really feel like something, you know, really good is going to come your way. And, okay. I'm just trying to see. Okay, Ginger is saying, well, she's holding on to so much stress, Mom. And Ellen, you're really sensitive, and I think maybe that's, like, one of the things, too. You sort of are like a stress magnet. When someone else is stressed, you pick it right up.
Yeah.
And she's saying, just, you know, make sure you let everyone else's stress, you know?
Well,
and you can pick it up, like, even on a, like, on a phone call. You don't have to be in the same room with someone. You could actually pick it up, you know, just by connecting with someone. So she's saying, you know, every now and then, you know, make sure that you're moving around and you're allowing yourself to let go of the stress. And if you know, shake your arms and legs, if that doesn't work, call in Archangel Michael, and he'll come in and help, you know, cut any cords that you have. Okay?
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm getting, like, you know, there's a little time needed before, you know, what is yours, what is, you know, is coming your way, there's going to be a little bit of time for you to think about things. Have you thought about what brings you joy?
Oh, I've been trying to figure out, yes, what I want in my next job and what I realized was unacceptable in my current one, yes.
Right. Well, you know, that's really, really important. So you're doing a great job in that area. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just getting, you know, make a list of, you know, things that, you know, that you're looking for in that position. And she's saying that, like, the last place you had a lot of tension.
Yes.
A lot of unpleasant situations, you know?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying watch out because, you know, like, there's going to be choices. She's saying choices. So don't get confused, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And she's saying please take a little time to consider all the options, you know, equally.
I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling there's going to be, like I said, choices. So I'm getting like two or more, Ellen, you know?
That's nice.
It is, but you've got to make sure that you know, put all the good points and the bad points of each position on paper, I think, because then when you get to see it, I think that'll help you when you visualize it.
Okay.
Okay, and she's saying, Mom, she has spiritual assistance. There's someone on the other side that's going to help you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay, and just, I don't know if you're journaling about anything, but Ginger's saying, I think you should start journaling. It'll help you make your decision, okay? But you've got
to
trust.
I have to resume it. Yes, I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, that's okay. So trust your intuition, Ellen. You know, it's going to guide you in the right direction. But she's saying,
okay,
you know what, sometimes it helps when we think about other things as well, because when you think about, you know, a job and money, and that's the only thing that you think about, it's sort of like, you know, it sort of like slows things down. And she's saying, you know, let go of any emotions that you have, you know, in regard to this. And focus only on what it is that you are wanting. Okay? And Ginger, when she comes out with her special coat, Ellen, that she gives to people, she's giving you one today. And she's saying, Ellen, put on that new, you know, that new coat, you know. And I said, okay, Ginger, but this coat has about 100 pockets, and they're all over the coat. And you're probably saying, well, Ginger, this is a crazy coat, but you're going to love it, she's saying, Ellen, because there's going to be money in all those pockets, okay? said, girlfriend, laugh about what you want and don't focus on what you don't want. So it's all good, okay?
Yes. Thank you, DC,
okay.
And thank you, Ginger.
She's so happy to connect with you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Mary?
Yes, hi. I'm sorry if you guys heard me scream. My 13-year-old sneaked behind me, like scared me, because I'm working in, you know, I'm still at my daughter's house visiting since the holidays. So he sneaked up behind me, and I'm like, whoa. He's like, you didn't hear me come in the room? I'm like, no, I have headsets, so I can't hear anything. So as I connected with you, Archangel Michael wanted you to call him in for protecting your energy, because as an empath, I feel like you're an empath. You pick up everyone's energy, and, you know, if someone's in a bad mood or whatever, it clings on to you. So just asking him for that protection early in the morning and having him protect you and bubble you up, it will really help you, you know, stay positive and share your light with the world, because I picked a Miracles Now card for you, and it's I share my light with the world. You have so much light to share with the world. I just feel it, like, it's just amazing. And what other card I picked? A daily inspiration card for you as well, and it says, surrender to prayer. Give yourself over completely to prayer. When you pray from your heart, you will be heard throughout the universe, and answers and support will arrive. So I'm not sure if you were on in the beginning of the show, how we mentioned that, you know, both DC and I, and I'm sure Liz, we pray a lot. Like, I pray, like, numerous times a day, and, you know, and speak with my angels numerous times a day just to, you know, ask for guidance or even for, you know, assistance or whatever it is I need. I'm always talking to them constantly, you know, whether it's through prayer, through conversation, through angel numbers. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes I get my guidance from my guardian angels through angel numbers. So if you've been seeing angel synchronistic numbers, like let's say 111, 444, you know, 1111, they all have a significant meaning to it, you know, and you can look it up online via Google. I get mine through Pinterest, you know, the meaning, and that's how I communicate with them when I don't hear them, you know, when it's too loud. Like this week it's been really loud, so, you know, I've been, like, communicating with them more with the numbers. So that's how they know I'm communicating with them, and they'll send those messages through. And I tell you, it's just amazing the way the guidance comes in when you allow it, when you call them in and say, I need your assistance. You'll be so surprised how much assistance you get from the universe, from God, from Jesus, from Mother Mary. I mean, all the guides that you would want to have, you know, to call in, you can call them in. Just give them that permission. They need that permission from you in order to assist you. So that's how I started, you know, and sometimes I have to go back to it if it's, you know, if I can't really hear them because, you know, I'm here with my grandchildren. So they're connecting with me that way right now, you know, and it's really helpful. And, you know, quieting your mind, trying to meditate, even if it's 5 minutes, you know, and see what you hear. You know, I hear sometimes, you know, they give me guidance through channeling. And sometimes, you know, again, it's by numbers or by signs that I see. You know, I'll see a penny and I know, you know, they want me to go a certain direction, or yes is a confirmation to what I was thinking of. You know, it's just so many messages. Like yesterday, I just took a picture of the sky, and I sent it over to DC. I had Archangel Raphael and then a sign of the cross over a place that I visited, and it was just a confirmation that, yes, that's the place for me. You know, so it's just like things like that, and even words, you know, they gave me a word to confirm that that place is the one. So it's just, you know, a continuation of a yes, you know, if you ask them, they'll continue, you know, and ask them how they want to come in, like how their yeses are. You know, for me, I'm not sure if you heard earlier, I said my yeses come as a heart extension. So my heart opens up like it's like, you know, like you're doing a deep breath. And then for the no's, I don't get, you know, like I get a pullback. And then maybes is just like a turning on the belly. So I just wanted to help you with that. And then this one message is from the postcard from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. We don't necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. Everything alive in this world was first created by love. Spirit sends love to animate life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based in reverence and a fierce and joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it, and we want you to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than, etc. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. Can you let go of what is not love and ask, what would love do? Love is waiting for you always and forever. We just adore you over here." And in the back it says, "You are so loved." And it has a beautiful rose with an angel with a bow and arrow. Wow, that's so
wonderful.
So surrender yourself to prayer. I feel like that would really, really help you and help you connect with your angels and your guides more. And even a passed on loved one, if there's one on the other side trying to assist you, as DC mentioned, you know, that would really help you. And keep shining your light because you have so much light to share with this world. So that's all I have for you. I hope it's helped you, and you can give us a call back and let us know how you're doing and how everything is going.
Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
And thank you again, DC and Ginger. Have a wonderful evening.
Oh,
you too.
And thank you so much for calling in. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Wow,
beautiful,
that was beautiful,
Mary. Yeah, really, really beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. And we have a couple of more callers. Can we continue?
Okay. Awesome, Mary.
Okay.
And Ginger is very proud of the way you're flying our ship this evening. Mary's driving the spaceship.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's saying she's doing a great job, Mom. You sure are, Mary. We're so proud of you.
Area code 951, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi.
Hello.
It's Nathaniel Cole. Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Son, how are you?
How are you doing? Thanks.
Good. How are you, hon?
Good.
That's good. So what's going on this evening, Nathaniel?
Well, you called into the show. We're waiting to see what the angels and spirit guides are saying.
Okay. Yeah, that's always, you know, that's always helpful. Mary looks on Pinterest, and you know what? And you're calling in. They're all, you know, they're all ways to connect with your angels, which is really, really awesome. Okay. So, Nathaniel, I talked to you recently. I just want to ask, have you, in fact, been visualizing what you want from the future? You know, with, I know you were thinking about another position, a different job.
Yeah, another one called up today. I called up to work security at a casino.
Okay.
And tomorrow I had another one.
Okay.
At the VA. At the Veterans Hospital, that would not be
okay.
So beautiful. All people sick, I don't know.
Okay,
but,
well, what I'm getting, the first thing you have to do is let go of the old, any kind of habits, any kind of patterns, anything that no longer resonates with you or your highest and best. And when you start to feel something negative, you've got to let it go, okay?
Sure.
I am getting, you know, I feel like a new position is close because I'm hearing the word ending. Okay? So you've got to let go of any kind of, I'm getting like you have feelings maybe from past jobs. And Ginger's saying, Nathaniel, don't look back, just keep going forward. You've got to move forward because as you do, you're going to see that you're creating an amazing life for yourself. And you can, you know, you can think about the past experiences that you've had. You know, you can learn from them, but you shouldn't hold on to them, okay? And I see a beautiful team of angels, Nathaniel, and they're helping you, you know, go forward on, you know, on your path to, with your soul purpose. And I'm also getting, you know, that is, you know, like if you get one of these jobs, I'm getting that it's going to help you to bring in money, but the angels want to help you as well with your soul purpose, Nathaniel. Okay, and every time I connect with you, I see you sitting on that beautiful chair, and you have all these beautiful little children around you. They're in a circle, and they're all on pillows, and you're playing these amazing songs. And as you play these songs, Nathaniel, it's so healing for these beautiful children. And Ginger's saying you have so many abilities and you have so many talents, and please start putting them to good use. Okay? So I feel like, you know, you will get a job because we, you know, we live in an earthly world where we do need money. But I'm also getting like you have a spiritual path that you're going, you know, to go down as well. So if there's anything, you know, that is concerning any fear about going forward, please let go of it. Allow the angels to help you. And Nathaniel, I am getting that you are going to manifest that positive abundance. And you're going to have, you know, the peace that you're seeking as well. And as you, you know, go on that path and you're, you know, helping these beautiful little children, I feel like you're helping the world. You're healing, you know, these beautiful little souls one at a time, Nathaniel. So you've got a lot to offer. And I feel like you've got a lot to look forward to as well. Okay, so have you put any thought into, you know, your musical abilities and going forward with those?
Yeah, I really don't know, you know, what to do. I haven't seen a job, you know, teaching guitar to little children. You know, I have nowhere to look for that.
Daniel, you know what? As I told you before, I don't see you teaching guitar to children. I actually see them sitting around you. You're playing beautiful music, and it's very healing.
Okay.
So that's what I'm seeing, that you know, you're healing all these beautiful little children, like one soul at a time, and you're healing the world through your music, Nathaniel. And that's just one aspect of it. Okay?
Okay.
So the angels are saying think about your plans and your goals, Nathaniel, and, you know, give priority to what it is that you want to do. And as you do, like I said, I do see a new job coming in, then you're going to have more ideas coming your way. And Ginger's saying, Mom, he's going to be amazing. He's going to be brainstorming. And you're going to bring in more business, okay? And as you do, Nathaniel, you're going to become more and more confident, okay? Okay, so I feel like, you know, this is going to be a great year for you, hon. Just keep going forward, stay on that path, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of exciting news that you're going to call and share with us. So with that being said, Nathaniel, I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless, hon.
Thanks, Stacey.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. So I picked the Power of Surrender card for you, and your card says, surrender your belief in scarcity. The universe is asking you to be open to the infinite nature of abundance. In this way, you can remove blocks in your life and succeed beyond your wildest dreams. And the other card that I picked for you is, I don't need to find my purpose. My purpose will find me, and that's the Miracles Now card deck. And the postcard from Spirit says, Even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You might feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just as sleep is a way to recharge before renewal, so are you in a time for dreaming. In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way so you can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of life. You are being invited to bear witness to the greatest creation and tune into what others can't hear. We have so many dreams to share with you in this sacred and the invisible. Don't worry, we will wake you when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set an alarm. Loving you always. And in the back it says, you are love. So beautiful.
Well, thank you, Mira. So just what I needed to hear.
Yeah, just remembering that, you know, once we put our intention out there and then letting it go, because, you know, God is there to help us in letting go and letting God, and remembering that our thoughts manifest, you know, what our future, basically. Whatever we say is what we're creating. So, you know, try and say positive things like, yes, I will have this job. You know, or even thinking that you already have it will manifest it faster as well. You know, because when we say I want, it means that you're lacking. So it's not wanting.
You probably want to say it and manifest. I manifest, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just saying this is making that list and just letting it go. Making that abundance list or manifestation list. I've done that, and now I've let it go. That's it. And let the angels and my guides, you know, guide that. And also always putting, you know, for our highest good and the highest good of all, because, you know, like DC mentioned earlier, you know, we sometimes want something, but it's not the best for us. So our guides are there to guide us to what is best for us if we allow them. So, you know, asking for guidance is very important.
All right. Well, thanks.
So I hope that helped, Nathaniel, and thank you for calling, and happy and healthy new year, and I'm sure we'll connect with you soon when you get that perfect job that you're manifesting.
Cool. Hey, thanks again.
Bye. Take care, Nathaniel.
Bye. Okay. So, DC, we have 11 minutes. Do you think we could squeeze in this one caller that's been on hold?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Okay, perfect. Area code 651. Area code 651, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, hi, this is Christiana calling again.
Oh, hi, Christiana.
Hi. I was just kind of checking in. I mean, I did get a job. I just wanted you guys to know. So, at J.C. Penney's at the Fine Jewelry. Yeah,
beautiful.
It's been a while since I worked.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And
so, Ginger McDog is asking, hon, what is it that you're feeling anxious about?
Work, yeah, because I haven't worked
okay.
for so long.
Well, she's saying you do know, though, that worrying is never the answer?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Talk to your angels. She's saying talk to your angels. And she's saying, Christiana, you're repressing your emotions, you know, and that could damage, you know, the stuff inside. She's saying, so you've got to express those emotions, but you've got to do it, of course, in a healthy and productive way, okay?
Okay, I've got to figure out how.
She's saying, girlfriend, you do have a lot going on, and you feel a lot of burden, okay? Is there like a, is it overburdening at the position that you're doing at work?
Well, I only have done orientation so far.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, because I just feel, she's just saying you've got to be patient. Okay? Be a little patient. And if you've only been through orientation, you really haven't, you know, experienced the position. But she's saying please be confident in yourself and your abilities. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, she's saying, you know, you sort of got to emotionally detach right now and just, you know, go with the flow, okay? And I do feel like you've got to give yourself a fair chance, okay?
Yeah.
So she's saying, yeah, because she's showing me, you know, it's going to be okay. She's saying, but you've got to focus on you. And you have what it takes to, you know, have success and happiness in your life. She's saying, you know, you created what you've done so far, so keep creating. Okay?
Okay.
So she wants you to just, you know, to really realize how amazing you are. She's saying, Mom, she really doesn't realize. And the potential that you have, hon. Okay? So please just, you know, like give it a little shot. She's saying go with the flow. And you're going to call us back. And Ginger can't wait. She said, I can't wait till she calls us back, Mom. Yeah, I don't know why you're, you know, like, why you're having the feelings that you're having. You just have to relax a little bit more. And she's saying you've got to let go of the emotions that you're feeling right now and, you know, concentrate on, you know, all the good stuff that's going to happen. And she's saying, you know what, Mom, I'm going to give her one of those money coats that I gave one of the previous callers. And it's a coat with nothing but pockets. And it might be crazy looking, but every pocket is filled with money. So that means that you're going to have the security that you're wanting, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying you're going to have the money that you need to pay those bills, and there's going to be some, you know, some left over just for you. So I'm going to turn your story before, you know, the time runs out, and we have Archangel Haniel coming in to help you to see clearly and to release all the, you know, all the feelings that you're having, because a lot of them are from past issues, okay? And he's going to help you to really awaken your beautiful intuition. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Mary, hon. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Christiana. I have beautiful messages for you, too. The first one is, says, surrender to joy. A key to positive change in your life is to let joy in and savor it. Indulge in random acts of smiling during both the hard and easy times. Keep surrendering to more joy. So as an example, like, you know, I take walks on my boardwalk when I'm back home in Connecticut, and I, like, talk to everyone on the boardwalk, regardless of knowing them, and I smile at them because you never know what anyone is going through, right? So that smile could save someone. So it's just like those random acts of smiling, you know, help you fill with joy, but at the same time, the person that's receiving it. So they wanted me to tell you that. And then the Miracles Now card deck said, happiness is a choice I make. So that's an affirmation for you to say, happiness is a choice I make, you know, being happy every day, or at least trying to be, and being positive. And then that postcard from Spirit that came out for you was, dearest you, we have a secret to share with you. If you act as if all is well, it will be. Act as if you are brave and you will have courage. Act as if you are loved and you will be a magnet for love and experience the love of Spirit. Act as if your prayers have been answered, as if you are truly in sync with good fortune. How you think is how you will see the world, interact with it, and draw conclusions from it. If you want to be the person who has the life you want, co-creating and loving what is yours, you need to start acting as if that were truth. Don't worry about the conditions in your life that seem empty or cavernous, chaotic or barren. These are temporary and don't even count. Defy them and act as if you're the luckiest person on the planet.
You will be, for you already are. That's the real secret. You are infinite potential. Loving you so much, rainbows explode in the ether. That is so beautiful. And it says in the back, it says, you are divine beauty, Christiana. This is such a beautiful card, and it resonates exactly with what DC and Ginger said, with good fortune, you know, coming to you in abundance and giving you that coat full of money, because, you know, just believing that you are a magnet for these experiences is going to bring it in, you know, because when we think lack of, that's what we're going to receive, lack of. So thinking that we're abundant, thinking our bank is full of cash, you know, and, you know, remembering that everything we think is manifesting our future. You know, so keeping as positive as possible. The peepees. So I hope that helped, Christiana, and give us a call back and let us know how, you know, everything is going.
Okay. Well, thank you for the reading.
Oh, you're so welcome. And have a happy and healthy new year. And we hope to connect with
and
you soon.
And stay in touch with us, Christiana.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you both.
You're welcome. Wow, that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was an amazing evening, Mary, and, you know, beautiful messages. Wow, so uplifting. I just feel that you know,
was.
Is positive, you know, a positive way to start off the month for the people calling into the show, you know. Really, really beautiful.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great start to the new year, you know, filling yourself up with positive vibes and positive messages.
You know,
well,
Mary,
yeah.
You're positive vibes, and Ginger's doing like a belly laugh there. She's saying, yeah, what about the lady that blew the power out in her apartment, you know?
That was amazing. That was really
found
really
it, you know? Yeah, she needs to be a little bit more grounded. Crazy energy. It was so. Well, I look forward to next week. Is Liz going to be joining us then next week, Mary?
I believe so. All three of us will be there.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah. Well, thank you for all that you've done, and you're a great driver there. You really worked that switchboard really well. It was an amazing night.
Thank you. Same to you. Have a good night and God bless.
Yes. Good night, everyone. Take care now.
Good night.